This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Started with a focus on being friendly, warm, humble, all that good stuff. It's a good way to be. 7 and a half of the hour, I'm Doug Steffen, humbled by the attention that people give to this program, to our conversation. I guess it must be good. That's why people listen and get involved. Help yourself. Involve yourself with a continuing conversation because Twitter is abuzz with conversation. Twitter at Good Day Show. Facebook /Good Day. See what's going on with Instagram as well if you like. Instagram.com/Good Day Show. 888-302-3684. Email to Doug at DougSteffen.com to talk, add comments. I'm Doug with Kara Schillen at the controls. The transit police officer from Washington, Nicholas Young, arrested yesterday for attempting to provide support to Daesh. Prosecutors have brought the first ever federal terrorism charges against this guy, alleging that he bought about $250 worth of gift cards for someone he thought was working with Daesh. He was arrested at the Metro Transit Police Headquarters, charged with a single count of attempting to provide material support to a terrorist group. The court documents show that he's been under FBI surveillance for 6 years. That was when he was first interviewed in connection with somebody he knew who pled guilty to providing materials to support terrorists, terrorist organizations. So now he's going to be tried. He made a brief court appearance yesterday wearing a T-shirt and what appeared to be his uniform slacks. He asked for a public defender. If he gets convicted, go in the slammer for 20 years. My question is always the same. What motivates someone? What is there? This guy's been traveling around the Middle East from 2010 on. He traveled to Libya, where he told FBI agents he joined rebel forces seeking to overthrow Muammar Gaddafi. Remember him? But looking at some of the court documents, people yesterday read that he was advising young people, young men especially, on how to travel to be not detected, undetectable. How do you go in and out of some of these hotspots and not have law enforcement know who you are or what you're doing? But again, I'm wondering what there is to get somebody to do something like this. Seriously. He was deeply paranoid about law enforcement spying on him. He often took the battery out of his cell phone when he wanted to go somewhere and talk with someone. Can you hear through your cell phone or their phone, Siri? I don't know about somebody listening to some of my phone calls, but can you be heard if your phone's not on, but it's on? I don't know about that. I've got two or three different phones. That's not the main part of the story. Or is it? Is this about surveillance? Or is it? He told the undercover officer that he aimed an AK-47 out of a window at his home, looking around for law enforcement he believed were watching him. Another time he told the interviewing officer yesterday he grew angry that the FBI talked to his family and coworkers, said that he wanted to find an FBI agent, kidnap and torture her.
This sounds like, that last one was pretty bad, but this sounds like you're paranoid that the, you know, cops are listening to you or the government's listening to you because you know you're doing something wrong. If you're not talking to ISIS, then, I mean, they might still be listening, but they're probably less likely to listen if you're not talking to ISIS.
Here's one of the things that I think is happening, and it's becoming more and more prevalent. This, we're treating this fellow like he was normal. There's something wrong with this guy. And setting him up for this makes me wonder why. It's very frustrating because people, by definition, I say that anybody who kills another human being is insane. Anyone who gets involved in these things, it's got to be out of his or her mind. Seriously. We have a lot of, especially younger people that are your age, Kara, in fact, who are disturbed, who are unbalanced, who are not right for whatever the reason. And this is pretty disturbing to me, disturbing to anybody, it seems to me. I mean, I can imagine the people who work there at the Metro, they were upset once they learned what was going on. But is there something else going on here?
So do you mean, is he a guy who was already kind of mentally ill, paranoid, and then he was set up in a situation to...
Yeah, I mean.
It is interesting, because just from some of the way he phrased things and being worried about the FBI watching him or wanting to kidnap an FBI agent, that's not something that, you know, someone who is sane or normal would worry about
not
on a daily basis.
Right.
So, yeah, maybe he would be more prone...
So he's a lot. What's he doing? I'm more interested, or as interested, in why he's a police officer. The guy's a nutberg. Why he's a law enforcement officer, works for Metro.
To be fair, a lot of people who work for Metro are nutbirds.
Well, that's what there are a lot of people in the world that are nutbirds. And so we have these growing government sting operations. What are they really doing? FBI says it has ongoing investigations in all 50 states. I don't think this is such a big catch, frankly. This guy should have been eliminated from the police department a long time ago. Somehow or other. And maybe this points out that the prisons are filled with people who are insane. Anyway, it's a prison and insane. How many people do you know who are really hardcore crooks? Well, how many people know? A lot of, maybe, so many people know a lot of hardcore crooks. This is not that big. And, by the way, if you're supporting Daesh, you're out of your minds anyway. So there are all kinds of different ways of looking at this and making a big deal out of it because he was a police officer. I would be looking at the Washington, D.C. Metro Transit System and find out how come this guy was working there in the first place. All of these things are questions, it seems to me, that ought to be answered. There are a lot more bad guys. I mean, this guy was up to no good, but look at how long it took him. I mean, they've been after him. How much money, how much tax money has been spent trying to get this guy if the FBI has been working him since 2010? That's 6 years. And he hadn't done anything other than act like some kind of a nutbird with sticking his gun out the window. I mean, anybody who does that's crazy. And how do you get the gun if he's crazy? We talk all the time about mental illness. Why has he got an AK-47? Why has he got a badge? There are all kinds of questions this brings up now that I start thinking about it. This is not a big caller. I'm betting there's a lot more. This guy's working on his own. I'm betting he's not that smart to begin with. So, it's not a banner day for the FBI catching this guy. I don't see that at all. 15 past the hour.
Get your kids' sneaker game on starting Friday at Kohl's. Or the sneaker brands they love at great savings. Cool kicks from Adidas, New Balance, Asics, Vans, Puma, and more. Plus, any way you pay, take an extra 15% off your purchase. And snag some Kohl's cash, too. $10 for every $50 spent. Now that's the good stuff. Kohl's. Select styles. 15% offer valid August 5th to 14th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just invent the TV. We jumbo-sized it and hung it in a football stadium. Now you can watch football while you're watching football. So why have we settled for mints that cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better, like Breath Savers. It's a high-def Hail Mary catch of a mint with Nutrizen, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need back-to-school supplies for my son.
Well, Staples has everything you need at low prices every day.
He needs folders, binders, a backpack.
He sounds like quite the little organizer.
No, he's quite the little loser.
Come again?
He loses papers, homework, you name it, he loses it.
Ah, that kind of loser.
Oh, yeah.
Got it.
Back-to-school supplies are back for more. Staples has everything you need for back-to-school at low prices every day. Like comp books for just 50 cents each. Staples, make more happen.
While supplies last, ends 9/17, limit 30 in store, 10 online.
Not available in all states.
Whoa, what do you have there?
It's a Reason Irvy's frozen yogurt. We just had our robot make one.
A robot made your frozen yogurt?
Yes, from Reason Irvy's, the world's first fully interactive robot vending machine that serves 9 flavors of delicious yogurt with 6 amazing toppings. And it's available for an exclusive franchise opportunity.
Wait, you mean I can own my own frozen yogurt robots?
And make money at the same time. These robots are the future of frozen yogurt franchising. They can be placed almost anywhere and operate 24/7. Malls, theme parks, grocery stores, you name it.
A robot that serves frozen yogurt. That's revolutionary.
Exactly. Reason Irvy's Froyo robots are taking the market by storm. No more messy yogurt bars, long lines, or do-it-yourself machines. Just delicious frozen yogurt in 60 seconds or less. Anytime, anywhere.
How do I get my own Reason Irvy's robots?
It's easy, but you better act now. Locations and machines are going fast. Just go to froyofranchising.com and enter promo code 1111. That's froyofranchising.com, promo code 1111.
Progressive presents Mindfulness with Flo.
You are a mighty fortress of self-reliance. Your bike has the power of 1,000 horses. With accident forgiveness and total loss coverage, the two of you are invincible. Like an oatmeal raisin cookie in a bulletproof vest.
Protect your bike with the number one motorcycle insurer and hit the road with ease. Visit Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, number one in motorcycle insurance from 2014, Millward Brown National Survey data.
The Doug Steffen Good Day way of in-depth understanding what's going on. Olympics start tomorrow, right? Today, Thursday? Today is Thursday, isn't it? Yeah, it is Thursday.
Yep, the opening ceremony is tomorrow.
Tracks.
Although some of the things have already started. Soccer started. The U.S. Really? Played New Zealand yesterday and won.
Why did they start them before the games actually start?
I have a feeling that maybe the soccer competition will take a long time since there are so many teams. I don't know if people get eliminated immediately if they lose. So maybe they just start early so that they have enough time to do all the games.
So now I'm trying to prepare myself to sound somewhat intelligent when we talk about the games and what's going on in Rio. I'm trying to get away from all the negative stuff that you can get your fill of listening to somebody else. I found the most popular cocktail drink is the Caprina. Caprinha. It's
that word always makes Carasso. Me think of fish. It, like, I don't know if because it looks like piranha or what.
Right. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Something that you can maybe grill chicken thighs, marinade for chickens or something. All right. Let's get to our 2020 news quiz question. You answer that question by dialing 888-302-3684. The prize for answering this question is a copy of the book Life is Good When You Do the Work by Maria Trilogy. President Obama did something yesterday affecting the lives of 214 people. This is the first time this has happened to this many people on the same day. What did he do? 888-302-3684. That's 888-302-DUG, if that makes it easier. The president did something yesterday for 214 people. And this is the largest group that this would have been done to, I think, since this thing got started. So what happened to all these people? What did he do? I suppose it's a help. 21 after the hour.
Oh. Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Doug Steffen with a fellow named Joe Nativo, who's vice president of finance for Kumon North America, a company that's involved in working on a program that helps you become a better parent. Many of us dream, many of us have had dreams and nightmares when it came to making our children or trying to make our children sort of fit in. And now here's a new idea. Maybe this is just in time for school. Is this the appropriate time of year, or could this be done at any time of year, Joe Nativo?
Hi, Doug. Good morning. Yes, this is a year-round program. Kumon After School Math and Reading Centers will typically open 2 days a week. So you can bring your child generally for 30 minutes to an hour for the math and reading program.
So this is something I'm following up with you on, a program that I was talking about. I've had several conversations on the air about some of the non-profit organizations that are doing this, helping children of all ages occupy themselves after school. Some of it is sports. Some of it is related to academic achievement. Yours, your program, is aimed specifically, it looks like, at doing better academically.
That's correct, yes. We're a kind of an individualized, self-directed program. It's an ability-based program. So what that means is children are placed in the program not according to age or grade level. And we help all kinds of kids, kids that need some extra help, like for remedial purposes. And we also help smart kids get smarter. So we're an enrichment program as well.
So tell us a little about this company, Kumon.
We're the world's largest after-school math and reading program. We've got over 4 million students worldwide, and we're in 49 countries. Here in the United States, we've got over 1,500 locations across the country, and about 280,000 students currently enrolled in the program.
How does it work? Do you get hired by the school system? Do you get hired by private businesses? And is this an opportunity for people to start a business of their own, especially if they have an academic or educational background?
Yes, this is a franchise. So you purchase the franchise from Kumon North America as a franchisor. We've got the lowest franchise fee in the industry. It's only $2,000, and we provide loads of financial incentives to help you get started.
Mm-hmm. And the people who are doing it, are they mostly teachers who are working after school on their own? Is this a good sort of entrepreneurial thing? I'm a great believer in sort of garage businesses, part-time businesses. Everybody ought to have a business of their own because it's good for tax purposes. Could a teacher or an administrator in a school, could they do something like this?
Yes, absolutely. And we don't limit the opportunity to teachers. You don't necessarily need a teaching background. Anyone that's looking to go into business for themselves and has a real passion to help children, those are our ideal candidates for us.
Yeah. KUMONFRANCHISE.com. What a great idea for people for all kinds of reasons, all of the right reasons, getting involved in something like this, math and reading. These are the things that people have the biggest problem with. How many times have we had this conversation about? We've had it today, we had it yesterday, as kids are getting ready to go back to school, and franchising is becoming very popular. So here's something that works well. Folks who have a skill in business and are educators as well, you don't have to be, but this is very, I could see where this would be very rewarding, Joe, actually.
Yes, our franchise owners, you know, they love to be able to give back to the community. They love that they're helping children. Mm-hmm. And at the end of the day, they're in business for themselves. So they're achieving the American dream.
Win. All right. Again, more information at KumonFranchise.com. Joe Nativo, who's Vice President for Finance at Kumon North America, thank you for giving us the opportunity to hear about something that's really cool and good.
Experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-993-8236. That's 800-993-8236.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-993-8236.
How can a sweet little fruit gummy help you live digestively? Ultimate Flora probiotic gummies put the ultimate natural digestive support to work inside you to help you feel a little lighter, a little more you. And if raspberry lemonade's a little more you, feel bubbly in a good way with Ultimate Flora probiotic fizzy drink mix. Ultimate Flora probiotic gummies and fizzy drink mix, two great ways to live digestively, deliciously. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Ready to become an entrepreneur and purchase a business, but need funding? Sure, you can ask Dad, Aunt Betty, or friends for money. Or you can turn to a company that has helped more than 10,000 entrepreneurs successfully launch their dreams of business ownership, Benetrends Financial. Through Benetrends' proven and innovative funding strategies, entrepreneurs like you get the funding you need quickly, safely, and economically. Get started today. Call 866-423-6387 or visit Benetrends.com. That's Benetrends.com. Benetrends.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU online degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
After the hour, it's Thursday. I'm Doug Steffen with Kara Schillen. A repeat. That's appropriate for this point in the hour. Repeating our 2020 News Quiz question. Yesterday, the president did something that affected the lives of 214 Americans. And it turns out this is the first time this has happened to this extent. So what did he do that affected all of these people? 888-302-3684. You get a copy of the book, Life is Good. When you do the work essays that are cool about life, what you can learn, you'll find yourself in this book. I know you will, because there are 140, I think, different essays, and there's something for everybody in there. All you got to do is know what the president did yesterday and tell us the story. Easy enough. 888-302-3684. This is something that all presidents have done at one point in time or another. It's usually done, I think, around Christmas time or the end of the year. What did he do? A lot of interesting stories about these people. The president did something for them that some people disagree, think it was a bad thing to do. But then this guy's criticized, appropriately so, for a lot of stuff that he does. Let's see what you think about this action. 888-302-DOUG. At this point, let's look now or understand what happened yesterday in London. I think this is not the sort of thing that we normally would spend a good deal of time on, except people are on edge. We were talking earlier in the hour about this Metro DC police officer who got arrested because he's connected supposedly to Daesh. And now there's a person who's dead in London, a knife attack that killed this person, and then five others were hurt. Here's the story, the news story behind the story of this.
Police were called just after 10:30 p.m. last night to reports of a man armed with a knife assaulting people at Russell Square, Camden. Armed officers arrived at the scene within 5 minutes. They discharged the taser whilst confronting and arresting the suspect. Six people have been injured, including the one woman who sadly died at the scene, and the others have received various injuries. The deceased woman is in her 60s, but it would be inappropriate at this time for me to give any more personal details about her. A 19-year-old man was arrested shortly after 10:39 p.m. and is currently in police custody at hospital. Early indications suggest that mental health is a significant factor in this case, and that is one major line of inquiry. But of course, at this stage, we should keep an open mind regarding motive, and consequently, terrorism as a motivation remains but one line of inquiry for us to explore. At present, the Met's Homicide Command are investigating the incident, but at present are supported by our counter-terrorism unit. As a precautionary measure tomorrow, Londoners will wake up and in the morning they will notice an increased police presence on the streets, including armed officers. This is there to provide reassurance and safety. We ask the public to remain calm, vigilant and alert.
Interesting that they make note of something that we find very strange. Anybody who visits England notices that the bobbies, the police that beat cops, don't have arms. They have a billy club and mace and things like that, but the police don't carry and never have. I haven't actually spent much time in England the last few years, but when my daughter was in school over there, and earlier on in the 70s, I became an Anglophile over all the time and know most of the country almost as well as I know many parts of our country. And so when you realize, when you walk around and you see the police, they're very prominently placed. They're all over the place. But yet they sort of blend in. They're watching. They are vigilant. They are alert. This is a Scotland Yard law enforcement officer who explained what was going on. He made note that the people there will see armed police, which is pretty interesting. What I find a question, calling a 19-year-old a man, I know that the age for some is 18, some say 21, but he also mentioned the mental health aspects of people doing it. And I go back to that again with a guy in Metro D.C., the police there. There's a mental health issue. There's so many drugs. There's so many things happening. So many people are doing so many things to their body. People are going crazy at an alarming rate and at younger ages. Something for us to discuss and or think about. Right now, however, it's 20 minutes for the hour. Time for us to talk to Ron, who's in Fort Mojave in Arizona. Hi, Ron.
Hi, how are you doing?
Well, how about you? What are you doing? What's happening in your life at this very moment?
Oh, I'm working, just driving down the road.
Yeah, what do you do?
I do a gas route every morning, and I take down surveys for gas prices and submit them so that the data can be distributed.
So you go around to gas stations, what, all over that part of Arizona to see what the averages are? So the company you work for, I'm assuming, is a gas company. They set their prices by what the averages are everywhere else. Is that what you do?
Yeah, it's basically a survey company. I drive a 70-mile route, 20 stations, gather the information, submit it by computer, and then it's distributed.
How much time does it take you to do that, to drive to all the stations?
About an hour and a half to 2 hours.
So this isn't a full-time job. This is something that you do as ancillary support for you and your family. Is that it, extra job?
Yeah, actually, it's one of four jobs.
Four jobs? Wow, what else do you do?
I sell real estate, and then I have a Bobcat business, and I work part-time at AutoZone.
Really? You're a pretty industrious guy. How big's your family?
That's just me and my wife.
Yeah. So you're, it sounds like in the, let's see, where are you? This, I forget what, Arizona. You're on Pacific time this time of the year, right? So you're.
Yeah, it's about 2:40 Arizona time, right on the Colorado River.
So is it the end of your day or the beginning of your day?
It starts in spots 24 hours.
Really? How do you get enough sleep?
I catch 2-3 hours in between each job, seems like.
Do you really? Huh. Well, you're a good guy to have that much. It sounds like you have an interesting life, too. I find people who have varied things. I do 2 or 3 different things with my focus every day. I think it helps keep me better at the things that I do. Do you feel that way about all the things you do?
Yeah, it kind of breaks up the day. It doesn't make anything one thing too monotonous.
Yeah. No, that's good. Congratulations. Good for you. All right, let's talk about what the president did yesterday affecting all these people.
Well, it was 214 people that were in prison, and yesterday they get granted a presidential pardon.
Right. Commutations. This was the largest single day granting commutations in the history of our country. 562 total commutations during his presidency. He's used his constitutional clemency power to shorten the sentences of more federal inmates than any president since back in the days of smiling Cal Coolidge. What do you think about that, Ron? What do you think that was a good thing to do? Do you think it makes any difference? Most of them were low-level drug offenders. I happen to agree, by the way, that this should have been done. I don't think these people should have been in jail to begin with, frankly. There are too many people like this who deserve or need other kinds of treatment. Sending these people to jail is a waste
of life. I don't know enough of the background on each individual. I imagine some of them were probably the right decision, and then some of them may not. Usually, the politicians usually get the pardon.
Right. Some of these, if I look at the list of people, go back a number of decades. There was a 71-year-old fellow named Richard Reeser of Sedgwick, Kansas, who was given a 40-year sentence for dealing meth. He also was caught on firearm possession in 1989. That seems to me to be way over the top. I would wonder.
Yeah.
That kind of stuff is an abuse of the system. So, anyway, a lot of human stories that changed with his action yesterday. Maybe each individual one would bear a little more scrutiny. But in general, if they were low-level drug offenders, with him, putting them out is the right thing to do. Anyway, you've done a good job telling us about you and telling us the answer to the question that we needed and wanted, so I appreciate that. You can go back to your business. We're going to send you a copy of the book, Life is Good, when you do the work. Maybe before you get one of those 2 or 3 hour naps that you take between jobs, you can read each day a passage from this book. Take you only 4 or 5 minutes because only a couple of pages. I think you'll find it makes you sleep better and easier. Ron, a pleasure to have you here. Thanks very much for engaging us with your conversation. It's 44 past the hour.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just invent the TV. We jumbo-sized it and hung it in a football stadium. Now you can watch football while you're watching football. So why have we settled for mints that cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better, like Breath Savers. It's a high-def Hail Mary catch of a mint with Nutrizen, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Get your kids' sneaker game on, starting Friday at Kohl's. For the sneaker brands they love at great savings. Cool kicks from Adidas, New Balance, Asics, Vans, Puma, and more. Plus, any way you pay, take an extra 15% off your purchase. And snag some Kohl's cash, too. $10 for every $50 spent. Now that's the good stuff. Kohl's. Select styles. 15% offer valid August 5th to 14th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
This report is brought to you by Pilot Pen. Up to 43% of U.S. students face bullying and cyberbullying while in school, and 6 out of 10 teenagers witness bullying in schools once a day. The statistics are alarming, which makes it even more important to help erase this issue in our schools. Pilot Pen is partnering with Stomp Out Bullying, the leading national bullying prevention organization, to help raise awareness and erase bullying for good. Greta Monahan, lifestyle expert, TLC star, mother.
It's vital that you pay attention and ask questions if something seems to be wrong with your child. We need to empower children to stand up for themselves and others when they witness bullying, and monitor your child's online activity in a way that will help you recognize and address signs of cyberbullying.
Pilot wants to make sure that students have the best tools and are primed for learning this year. Pilot's Frixian Clicker Erasable Pen has revolutionary ink formulated to write smoothly and erase cleanly, helping to reduce back-to-school stress. For more, visit helperasebullying.com.
Safety. If you know me, you know how seriously I take it. I live, eat, and breathe safety. In fact, safety is my middle name. I went to the DMV and changed it last week. First name, Mr. Middle name, Safety. Last name, exclamation point. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got my back. They've got over 100,000 safety products. Grainger helps keep our facility safe and our people safer. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Are you living with pain? So was Lisa, a brave Marine wounded in Iraq.
After surviving an explosion, I was on horrible painkillers. I tried 1 hour pain relief, and now I'm pain-free all day without dangerous side effects. And it works in less than 1 hour.
Try it free for 1 week and pay only the shipping with no automatic shipments. Call 800-600-1219 right now or visit onehourpainrelief.com. That's 800-600-1219. 800-600-1219.
Don't miss out on the lowest prices of the season event at Sam's Club this Saturday, August 6th. Get a Vizio 55-inch 4K SmartCast TV, just $428. Doors open at 7 a.m. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better in the club. Firestone Complete Auto Care is celebrating 90 years of keeping cars running newer longer. Visit your local Firestone Complete Auto Care and get a $70 prepaid card by mail when you buy 4 eligible Bridgestone tires. See store or driveafirestone.com for details. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone.
...48 minutes after the hour. So here's an interesting story that some might equate to things that are going on in our country. The president of Nicaragua. How many have been since we talked about, anybody talked about, Daniel Ortega? He's running for re-election. He's been the president there for a long time in Nicaragua. He's been accused of trying to consolidate his family's grip on power by choosing his wife to run as his vice presidential candidate. I find that very intriguing. That some people in the news media are sort of trying to get us to question how this... I mean, this guy is basically a front person for the Sandinistas. His wife is the chief of communication in the government. He's been in power for a long time. It's a suppressive government. The people in Nicaragua don't like him, but it's kind of like Saddam Hussein. Okay, I'm running for president. I get all the votes. If you don't vote for me, I'll shoot you. And that's sort of what's going on here. I don't think it's quite as rough as that. But he ruled Nicaragua from 1979 to 1990. The country was run by a U.S. puppet named Somoza. So he's been back in office in 2006. His wife has played a lot of different roles in government. They have accused him of basically being his de facto deputy anyway. But some people are saying that about Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton, you know, that sort of thing. But I find this kind of interesting. Daniel Ortega in the news and conversation. 10 minutes before the hour here, and good day.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed.
Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Are the focus when Warren Eckstein is here from the Pet Show. Great for animals, great for people, great for those of us who love animals of all sizes and shapes, but especially pets, because that's what Warren's focus is on the Pet Show. You can hear it around the country every weekend. Check it out, petshow.com. His Hugs and Kisses, which is a line of minerals and vitamins that he's prepared for both cats and dogs separately, is a great find as well. Find them at hugsandkisses.com. In a moment, the story of Shannon Doherty's breast cancer and how her dog was involved. Plus a story about abused animals coming up. Warren Eckstein with Doug Steffen at 54 past the hour.
Geico presents Kathy, the candid real estate agent.
As you can see, this apartment has crown molding, and yes, that's a working fireplace. Can't you see yourself curling up with a good book? At least until a pipe bursts, and then you'll need to replace your brand new upholstered sofa. That thing will soak up water like a sponge.
It's hard to know all that comes with renting a home or apartment. That's why the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting covered for personal property loss and damage quick and easy. Visit geico.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Are you living with pain? So was Lisa, a brave Marine wounded in Iraq.
After surviving an explosion, I was on horrible painkillers. I tried 1 hour pain relief, and now I'm pain-free all day without dangerous side effects. And it works in less than 1 hour.
Try it free for 1 week and pay only the shipping with no automatic shipments. Call 800-600-1219 right now or visit onehourpainrelief.com. That's 800-600-1219. 800-600-1219.
Safety. If you know me, you know how seriously I take it. I live, eat, and breathe safety. In fact, safety is my middle name. I went to the DMV and changed it last week. First name, Mr. Middle name, Safety. Last name, exclamation point. When it comes to safety, Granger's got my back. They've got over 100,000 safety products. Grainger helps keep our facility safe and our people safer. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Warren Eckstine here from The Pet Show. Shannon Doherty, we've talked about her the last week or so because she has a bad case of breast cancer. You've seen some of the pictures of her. She's being treated. She believes, Warren, according to this interview, that her dog, Bowie, was the first to indicate that she had breast cancer. She said, the dog would obsessively sniff right here on my right side for a long time. Made sense when I got diagnosed there. She's gotten 3 rounds of chemotherapy so far, going to have 8 all the way through the program. She'll begin radiation treatments in the near future as well. Underwent a mastectomy. But she says her dog has been the best part of all of this. And I guess we've heard stories like this before, not crazy stories, but stories that turned out the dogs knew and can find cancer, right? And I mean, this isn't the first time that's happened.
You have to remember, my specialty was teaching dogs to sniff out bombs and drugs. So when it comes to their nose or their olfactory, it's 200,000 times better than ours. And plus, wow, they have the ability to differentiate odors. Mm-hmm. So let me give you a story that I worked on many years ago. Do you remember the Woolworths, the strip chain Woolworths?
Sure.
I trained the original Mrs. Woolworth's dog. She was 87 years old when I was working with her. She had a neighbor next door she referred to me, and I went next door to meet the neighbor, and they had a dog that was only chewing the neighbor's right shoe. Only the right shoe. Never would go after the left shoe. Doug, it had me, I was baffled. Why is the dog only chewing the right shoe? After weeks and weeks of working with the dog and training the dog, I suggested maybe she should have her foot checked. Turned out that she had a cancerous growth on her right foot, the only shoe the dog was chewing. And the dog I just talked to you about before I went on the air, the Saxon, the dog that passed away that served in Afghanistan, he was already proven to detect at least 4 different types of cancer in people as well. So I really think that in the future, because of the dog's ability, that when you go to the doctor, maybe it's not an x-ray or a CAT scan, maybe it's just I prescribe a schnauzer and a poodle.
Yeah. Isn't that really amazing?
Yeah, just learning. Yeah. I know, for example, I've trained dogs for people that have epilepsy, and a dog can determine the seizure prior to the person for changing the chemistry. So it's just amazing what we're learning about their abilities at this point.
Yeah. All right, you've got a sad story about the most abused animal. A review of what?
I don't know if it's a sad story, but, you know, I looked at there was an article that came out of all the animals, dogs, cats, the most abused animal in America is, in fact, the goldfish.
And really?
To some people, it may sound stupid, but goldfish really have social needs. In fact, in Switzerland and some other countries now, it is actually illegal to own 1 goldfish. You have to own them in a pair because they need that socialization, and they're very, very bright as well.
So you can't have... See, I've long believed you can't have one of anything. I won't let 1 cow stay alone. It's always got to be 2. Although Charlotte was by herself, there were a lot of people who thought I should have had a dog because I wouldn't have taken it so hard when she went. But that was different. But I do think you need... Well, like, people need to be paired up, actually. People are much better in pairs than they are by themselves. And so we learn sometimes the hard way about stuff like that. Warren Eckstine here with us on Good Day.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.